emperor out because the Pope wants to rule Italy. And therefore, the Pope sort of keeps Italy politically divided. A, of course, the Pope shouldn't do that. B, the Pope shouldn't be doing politics at all. He should be working with the Roman emperor, with both of them in Rome, to make the world unified and just. So the potential is there because Romans are best at ruling, and Roman law is one of the glories of the intellectual activity of humans, it seems. On the other hand, the sloth and conflict that exists, sloth on the part of the Roman emperor by not coming to Italy, and the aggressiveness of the Pope in the political arena are in fact making Italy a colossal mess. Everybody comes in, if you will, for some criticism, both the Pope, who is of course the sort of rallying cry for the Guelphs, and the Emperor, the sort of rallying cry for the Ghibellines, both get their comeuppance here a little bit in Purgatory 6.
Now, the reason that the poet kind of takes time out to give you this state of Italy in his own time is, of course, he's impressed by the contrast with this heartfelt expression of patriotism on the part of Sordello, so that his fierce denunciation, which, by the way, ends with a denunciation of Florence itself because it keeps changing laws, because it has no respect for the stability which law gives, that denunciation is seen to be the opposition to the patriotism of Sordello. Now, at that point, Sordello comes back to his buddy here that he's embraced and finds out a little bit more about him, finds out this is Virgil the poet, and he goes absolutely bonkers in paying homage to Virgil. It turns out that he now offers Virgil not simply the homage of a fellow citizen, but a fellow poet, and indeed a model to all poets. Well, I think in this encounter we can see a number of extremely interesting concerns that we've already touched upon. Number one, we've already mentioned, of course, in Canto 10 of Inferno, there was this connection between politics and poetry, as there is throughout Dante's own lifetime. A situation, in other words, where discussion of one somehow leads, interestingly, to a discussion of another. And in fact, in Sordello's life, this was embedded as well. Sordello was a poet, but also something of a political rogue and maverick. And here you have him dealing with these two concerns, which are, of course, the central focus of Dante's own life. Secondly, it's important at the beginning to remind ourselves that the folks that Dante meets on the way up the climb of the Purgatorial Mountain are going to be the folks who have the most to say about his own situation, right? Alternate modes of his own behavior, even as the sinners in hell provided that for the pilgrim. Well, therefore, not surprisingly, Dante is going to meet a disproportionately large number of poets and artists in other media as well. Dante's trip up the Purgatorial Mountain is in substantial part an encounter with his own poetic tradition, the things that formed his own life as a poet and the things that are going to form his life as a poet as he puts together the Commedia. It turns out that poetry and repentance are put together in some very interesting ways in the Purgatorio.
Well, one of the things I want to suggest is that, again, this is a meeting with Sordello, the poet, and as I already suggested, in Purgatory 6, we have this long discussion of Italy, and then, as Ron suggested, in Florence. We get introduced to an awful lot of characters here in Purgatory 7 as well, and they turn out to be primarily political figures. In fact, they're what we normally call the negligent rulers. We get a lot of kings sort of sitting around in this waiting room of Purgatory, as Ron suggests. And that's important for a couple reasons. There are some things that Dante's going to learn here that are important. Obviously, one of them is something he's already learned. The titles don't mean very much when you get to the afterlife. That is to say, we'll find popes in hell and popes in heaven, and we'll find kings in hell and kings in heaven and kings everywhere in between. Secondly, one of the things he's very often told about these kings that he's introduced to is they weren't as good as their fathers or grandfathers. that in fact Dante's going to get a lesson here about